For some of us, a small town life sounds very appealing, especially these days. Our guest in this episode is Gabe Watson. He grew up in a small town of Chesterfield, South Carolina, and then went off to college. And when we went off to college, he said, "I'm never returning back to Chesterfield." However, like so many, he did, in search of that small town feel and what he knew as home. So listen in to Gabe Watson and his story in growing up and returning back to Chesterfield, South Carolina. Gabe, thank you for being on the podcast with me today.
JD, hey man, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
When we were connected, I had no idea what an ideal guest you would be for me for three reasons. Is I think that people are kind of hungry for that small town feel. You know, the more I hear it, they're, you know, what's it like to live in a small town? Certainly in South Carolina, in the South, you know, what's it like? And then we connected through pickleball. And then you also work with a special needs neurodiverse community. So what a great combination. So I'm going to do my very best to keep it on time here. But man, I'm excited about this recording with you.
I'm
So
looking
let's
forward to it also, JD. So, very excited.
so you live in Chesterfield, South Carolina, which I visited one time, and that was a couple of weeks ago. And it sure enough, it had that sm it has that small town. I was playing pickleball with a group, and everyone I met, it had that kind of small town kind of feel. They most of them knew one another. They'd grown up together. And so what is life like in Chesterfield?
We have four stoplights, JD. It's a very small town. Friday night football's big here. You go to the grocery store, you know everybody that's working in there, and you know everybody you see on each aisle. So, very low crime rate here, in town. So, just a great place to live, great place to raise your kids. I graduated from Chesterfield High in 1996. Went to Lander University. Said I'll never move back to Chesterfield. I love being somewhere where there's plenty of places to eat at night and plenty of things to do. And then as you start getting older, you realize the importance of coming back to a small town, a good place to, raise a family and kids.
Yeah, I miss the feel. My parents are from a small town, Oklahoma, and Chesterfield has a better feel than a small town in Oklahoma. But it was very warm. They didn't know me. Very warm, very welcoming. So it actually is the way that we think it is, right? So it's got that small town. Everyone knows everyone. There's Friday night football, and so that's a nice place to be. Now you've been there for, you said 90. Did you grow up there? Did you grow up? You went high, you graduated from high school. Did you grow up
I
there?
grew up in a, I tell you what, I grew up in the suburbs of Chesterfield, which is a town called Ruby. We went to elementary school in Ruby, and that was then you moved to Chesterfield to go to high school. So I went through kindergarten through eighth grade in Ruby and then to Chesterfield High, which Ruby is where I grew up, is probably about 8 miles to the west. So, very small, just rural area, but everybody's always come to Chesterfield, for high school. So I graduated in 96, went off to college, and then when I moved back here, I've been living in Chesterfield since.
Gabe, how do you, well, I'm going to get right to the point. So thanks for, how do you keep that small town feel? So how did it stay that way? Any idea how it just kind of, it didn't change my,
I
how did it
don't
stay
know.
that way?
Well, there's I guess the two-lane roads that come in and out, especially between here and Pageland, which goes up toward Charlotte. Number 9's two-lane, so it really hadn't had a lot of opportunity for growth that way. Pageland, they four-lane the road between there and Monroe up, so it's four-lane all the way to Charlotte, and you're starting to see it really, really grow right now. And there is talk of getting the four-lane number 9 all the way, so that way it's easy access to Charlotte. And I think we would grow more then, but I do believe just the environment that we have here, I think it would stay that small town.
Yeah.
Anyway, had that small town feel, no matter if we did grow or double in size.
It's still going to keep the same feel. Yeah. Now
I
you
mean, of
weren't.
course, I'm optimistic, but that's the way I feel. it's a place where you don't have to lock your doors at night. You don't have to worry about your cars and things like that. It's just very safe. I know that's odd in today's world, but it is one of those locations, especially here in the town limits, where, just very, very low crime.
Yeah, did you guys have an textiles really put a hurt on the South, certainly South Carolina for a while. Have you guys
Absolutely.
had any major plants that shut down on
Oh yeah,
you?
we've had a good bit over the years. Chesterfield, as you saw, the pickleball courts where they were. There's two big industrial buildings there that used to be full go. Now one of them's a church, and the other there is a furniture store, Devin Furniture, that has moved into the old Chesterfield manufacturer building there. That does a little bit of furniture types. Assembly. So
Yeah.
some stuff have moved back in. Yeah, we lost a lot over the years for sure, but we never were one of the bigger textiles. A lot of that was further east to Terrell, which is on the east side of the county. They had a good bit of more of a textile work and labor there between Terrell and Wallace.
Yeah, I've seen that sometimes in the when I say the small town in the South, I see that sometimes when you use textiles, it gets a lot of money's taking out. It kind of hits a slide, and then they're trying to recover. Did you guys ever go through that? You had to do the makeup, a redo to downtown and a renovation, or did you maybe you always stayed in pretty good shape?
A lot of the stores downtown, we used to have the several dime stores and those kind of we used to have a Belts downtown, even though we're small. BC Moores, those things have gone away. So it's more you see more of the thrill type things and re resale type stores as far as vintage furniture and those kind of things that have kind of popped back up. We do have a Mexican restaurant that has moved into town, which is exciting. And we have a general little Red Door store that is getting ready to open where they have ice cream and popcorn and hot dogs. So everyone's excited about that as well.
Oh,
Just the
nice.
little things in life, JP.
It sure is. It
We
sure
used to
is.
have a big drug store there, and about 5 years ago, it burned. And if you rode through Main Street there, you see a big gap where buildings are missing. So there's a big gap on the south side of Main Street where a lot of buildings burned and were torn down, unfortunately. It could have been a lot worse than it was, but it really took a hit there to our Main Street.
I want to pull out that line you just said to me. It's the little things in life, JD. It's the little things in life. It is. It's the little things in life. Yeah. Now you work with this. Am I saying it properly? The special needs neurodiverse community. I know everyone has. Is that correct? That's who you're working
Yes,
with?
I work with Chesco Services. I've been working there. It'll be 23 years in February. We work with people with developmental disabilities. So we provide residential homes and provide staffing to assist those with developmental disabilities. And we also provide day services where they come to our day programs to work on possibly contract work that we have with some of the industry there in Chorale and other places. And nursing, we provide all kinds of services for them to assist. So we are very big agency for someone like us, especially someone in a rural town. But we're not just in Chesterfield. We originally Chesterfield County Board of Disability Special Needs, which is long and a mouthful, but we changed the name to Chesco Services and we've expanded. We go all the way down to Columbia now. So we're a very big agency. We work with about 600 people with developmental disabilities. We have about 650 staff on payroll right now. So I'm started off as direct care right out of college. I was like, well, let's start here, and then went to a coordinator role, and then the day director, and now I'm the assistant executive director of programs here at Chesco. So it's been a very rewarding job. Just love is the consumers that we work with. I'm heavily involved with getting Special Olympics. We're so big, we built our own gym there at our office. So we have basketball leagues, volleyball leagues. We again, rural area, There's not a movie theater in Chesterfield, so we created our own movie theater there. So every few weeks we have movie night. We watched Inside Out 2 a couple weeks ago. So we'll have 100 people with developmental disabilities come in, watch the show, popcorn machine, popcorn going. So just a great feel, and just seeing them happy is very rewarding.
Yeah, what is that? Because I've had the opportunity to work just a little bit with the community. I was listening to you, and I'm a little bit envious, quite frankly, that you got into that role right out of college and you stayed in it. But when I've been with the community, when I say community, that's the your clients that I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
I have so much joy. That's the only word that I know that. To describe it, they give me so much joy. Why is that, Gabe?
I think they see the positives, and not all that. They see the positive in everything, and happy for attention that you give them. And just like anyone, if you're around people with positive attitudes, it feeds and it grows where other people around you have positive attitudes. But if you have people who, with a negative attitude, it could turn that way also. For the most part, everyone's positive. As long as the staff are positive with them, everything is great. It's odd that, with the timing of us talking, had a board meeting last night, and we were talking about one of our consumers who started working at Walmart when he was 19 years old. We assisted with him getting a job at 19, and he just celebrated his 30-year anniversary at Walmart. So,
Wow.
of course, that was before my time, but and this young fella, if you're ever in Chirawa Walmart, stop by and asked to see Sammy is his name. So, and you won't have to ask, because you'll hear him in the store talking to everybody, praising God, and just he is a very bright spot, and great PR for Chesco, and great PR for working with people with developmental disabilities. So
I'm going to have to make it a point to go see him.
please do that. Yeah, we definitely will. I mean, he's been the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade. He's been Citizen of the Year in Chiraw. So,
Oh,
we
wow.
will set that up, JD. That'll be the next podcast.
I hope so. I'm going to be a little bit intimidated. What do you say? You just told me some of the awards he got, and I was like, oh boy, wow. Yeah, that's something else. you're into, yeah. And we're going to decide on the name of this podcast episode right now. I've never done this before, but you made me think about why I like engaging with the community so much. And it's because being happy in the small things, in the little things. I mean, they're grateful. Grateful for the job that they have, grateful for the you may he's praising God. He's grateful for that. Like there's seems that gratitude. There you go. It's happiness in the small things, right? The little things make the big difference.
Absolutely.
And now we met through pickleball. We were introduced by
That's
one of your
correct.
ex-mayors.
That's right. Yeah, John Douglas. Yeah, he set me up with you. So the chit chat with you, and then you came down and played with us. Had a little neck injury, so I wasn't able to get on the court to play with you myself. But John's son Campbell plays with us, and a couple of the other guys out there are mostly guys that I either coached. I was a volunteer coach at the high school years ago, baseball coach. So a lot of those guys, I coached it or played under me. And but pickleball is booming here in Chesterfield. The courts are not the best, but for a small town, we are happy with what we have, and continue working on growing and making those better. But yeah, pickleball, it's odd for a town our size. We got a wide MCA. Our talking about fires a lot. Our gymnasium, our old rec department, burned down, ooh, probably 25-ish years ago, and we end up getting in the old school building a YMCA, and one of my buddies was the director there at the YMCA, and then 2016, someone was coming to teach, show them a new game that they had saw up north or somewhere. It might have been in Florida. I'm not sure where he picked it up. But anyway, a guy from another website came in, taped off a line, put a net up. It's called pickleball. He said, Gabe, I need three other people to come and try this game out. I got this guy come to show me. I was like, sure, I'm all for playing any sport. Grew up playing football, baseball, basketball, all through high school. I was like, absolutely. I'll come over there and entertain you for an hour or whatever. I fell in love with it immediately. It no longer able to play football and baseball, so it started scratching that competitive itch that I have. And I don't know if it's the conversation with the close net or the sound of the ball and the paddle, but like I said, I immediately fell in love. I was a big ping pong guy in college, so I picked it up fairly quickly and really fell in love with it. I started running ladder leagues there at the Y, where we taped off three courts. We were running ladder leagues twice a week, and assisted with the town with writing a grant to get two outdoor courts on some old, very dilapidated tennis courts with cracks that were probably about 5 inches wide. So we put makeup on a pig and for a few $1,000s and got two permanent nets out there and quickly outgrew it, where you might have you can have eight people playing on two courts, but then you might have 30 people waiting on the sideline to get on the court. So a few years later, we wrote another grant, got four more courts added out there. Again, makeup on a pig because we don't have the $200,000, $300,000, what it would be to do six new courts. But we still play on them and have a big turnout. I think we have 74 people in our last ladder league that we have. So that's bringing people from Florence and North Carolina, all over the place, coming to play with us. And that's something I enjoy doing.
Oh yeah, that's a. I think about that sport too. It's just, you can play it at any age. I was playing, I'm 58. Don't look it. No, I'm kidding. But I was playing with, I think they're in their early 30s, and we were having a blast. I mean, we
Oh,
were
yes.
having a blast. And I can play with people that are 80 and have a blast, or 12, just have a good time.
The closest, I guess the main sport where age is neutralized, your sex is neutralized between men and women. It really comes more technique and patience, I guess, is the biggest thing that you need to have in pickleball. So.
And so somebody's heading to Chesterfield, or gonna, and they really should stop in, certainly if they play pickleball on the night that you're playing pickleball. What are some things that you should see in Chesterfield?
Our downtown area really is nice. We have, depending on what you're into, we have the Bank restaurant downtown. It is in the old bank from 18 whatever, and it's even in the old building. It's engraved the bank, so that when they turn into a restaurant, they just went with the bank. So it's very nice. Has a nice downstairs dining area, and then upstairs is again a dining area, but more the sports bar with the TVs and such in there. So I was actually at a election party last night for one of the guys that was running for solicitor of the of our district. So that's where that was. A lot of other things. Golf course. We have a lot of. I'm gonna venture out more of Chesterfield into outside Green River Country Club. Great golf course there. Terrell State Park is 10 minutes away from here. Is one of the probably the bigger hidden gems in the state as far as golf courses. It's ran by the state, so they're able to keep it up really well. Have good friend Brent Stevens and Chris Flowers who work there, and just keep it in. It's the Augusta of the county, Augusta National of the county, I guess is what I would call that. So, but
Nice.
golf's big here. Pickleball, that's big. Can't go to the movies here, none of those things. Just a small town living. I mean,
It's just
it's
small
fantastic, even though
things.
I guess we don't have a bunch of extracurricular activities going.
Man, but those are the good times. I'm gonna bring us right back full circle. I told you I wouldn't keep you but so long. And so you left. This is almost a repeat. You left, you went off to college, said you would never come back, or you wouldn't come back, and you came back. Now, tell us maybe the top three or four reasons. Look, here's why I left to go at Landers in a bigger Greenwood. Greenwood, right? It's a bigger
Correct.
location. You
Correct.
left and then you came back. So tell us, all right, here is what is appealing about why I came back to the small town of Chesterfield.
Well, when I went off to school at Lander, and when I graduated, I actually moved to Columbia for about probably about 8 months. And being a young person, you think, oh, I'm gonna get my, when I graduate college, everyone's gonna want to hire me for a job, yada yada yada. But it doesn't really work that way. People want people with someone with experience. So you kind of had to start from the ground up. So I was working in Columbia at a place called Thompson Dental. But just whatever reason, I kind of missed Chesterfield a little bit, and I was gonna move back here for a little while until I, found, a better job somewhere else. But once you get back here, your roots start growing again. So, and that's basically what happened. Again, my college roommate he went to Lander also. But we grew up playing ball together. He's the principal at the high school at the time. He was I don't even think he was an assistant principal, but he was coaching baseball. Maybe he was assistant principal at the time, but he was coaching baseball. So I started helping him out and just got involved in more and more things here locally. And then one of my guy who was I was coaching, I started dating his sister. And now I'm married to her and have a 14-year-old son. So, she was coming to the games and went to high school with her, but she was a freshman when I was a senior. So a little bit of age gap there, but we started dating. And once we got married, it was, I was definitely married to her and Chesterfield, but no matter what, I probably would have never moved out of the area again anyway, but love it. My son, it's just perfect. I walk to church, go to Chesterfield Baptist. So I'm, probably half a mile walk, not even half a mile walk to church in the mornings, walk uptown, can walk about everywhere we want to, know everybody. I have a dog who roams some at night, and I'll get a text, "Your dog, I saw your dog uptown," whatever. So I go out and whistle for him, and he'll come running back. So it's the little things, man.
Oh man, this is great. You landed. You summed that up really well. You talk about coming back and then planting roots. You planted all kinds of roots, but yeah, you when I was there, and I'll describe the feeling I got. And then we'll, I live outside of Charlotte, and when I was down in Chesterfield, it had again. It had that feel of, you know what? We don't know who you are. We're not going to ask too many questions about who you are. We're just kind of glad you're here hanging out with us. If you need something, let us know. It just was these un there was unstated Southern hospitality. And that's the best way I know to
Oh,
put it.
absolutely. It's a yes, sir, yes, ma'am town for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gabe. We're gonna after we record, I'm gonna after we start recording, I'm gonna try to take you up on your offer to get other people from Chesterfield on here. And because it's just a neat, it's we need to tell the story. And so thank you so much for the
Let's do
time
it.
today.
That is great, JD. I appreciate you having me.